So that's really what inspired me to finally go, hey, I need to become a traveling nurse. And that allowed me to travel around the country and even some of the world. I met my wife, we traveled together and we had so many different experiences. Eventually I knew I always wanted to become a writer, I just didn't know how. And you know, when I learned more about self-publishing, it inspired me to write a book. And then when I got hooked up with a traditional publisher through networking events, it was a small-time publisher in Colorado, that inspired me to write more books and more frequently. And you know, I did try out a couple different traditional publishers, unfortunately. It was a good experience, good learning experience, but it didn't really, things just didn't go as well as I thought they would, like planned. And eventually I made the decision last year that, hey, I'm gonna publish under my own brand, even if I only end up publishing my own books under my own publishing company brand.
Welcome back to your weekly dose of transformation. Transform you family, my Transformers. Grab your notebook, your favorite beverage, and get ready to dive deep into real talk, actionable steps, and a whole lot of heart. I'm your guy, Marcus Hart. Hey there, Changemakers and my Transformers. This is Marcus Hart, and welcome back to the Transform You Live Show, where we get real about personal growth, success, and creating the life you want, and also, you know, fine-tuning the mindset. You know, those moments where everything feels a bit stuck, yeah, I've been there too. That's why I'm on a mission to bring you stories, tools, and mindsets that makes a difference. Today, we're going to get an inside look at someone who's defied the odds, built something incredible. And so let's strap in and get ready to feel inspired from the one and only, the great and king. You know, so what's going on, brother?
Hey, how you doing, my friend? I don't know about building great things, but hey, I love the concept of your show and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I hope you did like the introduction. You know, I always ask people how do you like the introduction. That's one of my first questions.
Yeah, absolutely. It was good.
Absolutely. So tell people about yourself. You know, people like to get to know you a bit.
Sure, absolutely. So, my heritage is from India. That's where my family's from. And my parents moved here when I was a baby to the United States. So I grew up here in Nevada first and, you know, spent my childhood there. My parents didn't have a lot of money, but they were definitely, you know, they were hardworking immigrants and, you know, we were able to make ends meet. It was interesting. Like I saw some of my mom's paychecks as an adult of what she was making when we were growing up. And I was like blown away. Like, wow, how did we survive on that? But we did, you know, you make things work. They're definitely a lot more responsible with money than I am. They had to be. So, things were good. We grew up in Nevada. I became a nurse. I graduated from nursing school out there. Then I've been a nurse since 2006, mainly working in dialysis. And then, yeah, I started doing travel nursing back in 2010. I did that for 10 years. And now my wife and I, we live in Colorado. We have a new baby. He's 13 months old now. So that's a lot of fun. I also, since I was a kid, I also had an interest in becoming a writer, which I accomplished first in 2013. And then since then, I've published a lot of other books. I'm in the process of creating and building my own publishing company because I just, having to deal with other self-publishing and, you know, traditional publishing companies and with how easy it is now to kind of self-publish, I found it's more simple and I have more control when I have my own publishing company to publish my books with. It's just easier. I have more hands-on power, if that makes sense. And yeah, that's kind of where I am now. I'm continuing to write and publish more books and it's a lot of fun and still trying to, you know, work a full-time job and take care of a baby, you know, spend time with the family. So it's hard, but hey, make it work. We try to make it work.
Man, I smile because I know what that feels like. You know, I got a one-year-old, you know, he just turned one, right. Just on the 8th, March 8th of this month.
Mine's a February. Mine was February 8th. So sorry to interrupt, but yeah, that was a month, literally a month earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, and congratulations to you too. So yeah,
Thanks.
definitely congratulations to you. Kids definitely are enjoying it and they push you to work harder. When you're a parent and you see that other life that's a duplicate of you, and you wanted to have the best life that maybe you didn't have as a kid. Maybe your life was good, but you just say, man, I wanted to have a similar or even more awesome life. And just, so you work yourself as hard as you can. Man, and you say you're not a builder, but you definitely are constructing something that's great, man. And there's a lot of self-publishing companies that I have worked with that I don't like myself. And it is much better when you just take hold of the wheel.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good. It gives you more control, and honestly, it's a lot simpler to do nowadays than it was in the past. I mean, back in the day, you had to spend an arm and a leg to get your book self-published, but now there's so many options. Obviously there's KDP, which is probably the most well-known, but then there's so many other options as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think it just gotten to the point now where, you can kind of just bypass a lot of that stuff and just put it on a website and just purchase like one of those UPC codes and copyright it straight, with the Library of Congress and just keep it on your website and that's it. You don't really have to distribute it if you don't really want to. And just if you got the marketing engine, you can, have all your readers, come and get the electronic version. And most people still like physical books, and I think, that's probably where the challenge lays sometimes with like, well, how can I get it printed? So if people want the physical copy, yeah, what are you, what you're doing is incredible, man. So that's an incredible backstory. I think coming from a family that came here and figured it out, and just looking at it now, like a lot of people feel stuck in their current situation. They don't know which direction to take. Career or personal. Do you ever resonate with that feeling? Or have you ever felt that you resonate with that feeling of feeling lost?
Oh, absolutely. Especially, and I know we shouldn't do this, but it's hard, it's natural. We try to compare ourselves to others, and when we see other people just creating all these awesome things, it's not really like a jealousy feeling, but it's more like, I don't know if it's even envy, but it's more like a, oh my God, like this guy or girl is doing all this stuff, and man, what am I doing? Even though we fail to look at our own accomplishments and say, hey, this is what I created, this is what I've done this past year. We look at someone else, go, oh my God, I haven't done nearly that much. I need to do more. And we're really hard on ourselves and our own worst critics. So that's a big thing. And I think that's the biggest thing. And I just want to remind people, like, hey, look at your own accomplishments, see what you've accomplished, in the past 5 years or a year, 6 months, whatever, and be proud of yourself, take action, stay focused, and really write down your goals. That's a big thing. I truly believe in writing down goals. That way you have a and having like a somewhat of a plan, a concrete plan to and a, with action steps on how you can achieve it. And of course that can change now and again, but I'm a big believer in writing things down when you whether it's electronically or on on a physical planner or journal, whatever. But I'm a big believer in writing things down and just believing in yourself and just being proud of your own accomplishments. Because hey, if you look in your past, I'm sure you have accomplished a lot and you're probably living a life now that you've dreamed of. And if you're not, then hey, try to determine what that is, whether it's financial, whether, I don't know, it means having a bigger family, whether it means living on the beach or in the middle of the woods, whatever. I mean, my belief is that we all have a personal journey. We all want a certain life and lifestyle, and it could be totally different from anyone else. And neither of us is right or wrong. It's just our personal preference. And if you're not harming anyone, if you're not negatively affecting anybody else with how you're living your life, live your life and try to create that life that you've always dreamed of or dreaming of now. I'm sorry, that probably went on a bunch of tangents there. But yeah, no, to answer your question, yeah, I've absolutely been stuck and wondered if I'm going in the right direction or not.
No, but I'm glad that you added the solution. You pointed out the issue, and you pointed out some tools that you kind of a tool that you kind of added in, added in along the path of where the path got foggy, and then you start creating a clear path, because without a clear path, it's easy to get stagnant. It's easy to stay there, settled, complacent, for a life that, you feel like, hey man, I know I deserve more than this, that can lead to frustration, that can lead to dissatisfaction, that can lead to missing opportunities. And what you did, you kept a pen and paper handy, you kept your digital advice handy, and whenever an idea come to you, whatever, maybe it was dissatisfaction in that moment, and that's something great about authors. We know how to empty those thoughts. We know how to express those thoughts and get them out of there. And I think that's our greatest superpower, is we may not know how to talk about it, but if you give us a pen and paper, we can express it in that fashion. Yeah, we can probably call you a couple of names and a thousand words with a pen and paper.
You know what? A funny meme I would see going around is, "Hey, don't piss me off. I'm a writer. You might end up in my next book someday. In my book someday." It's
Yeah, that's so true.
It's like, Marcus, so how can I kill you off in this story? No, just kidding. But no, I'm kidding. But
I talked to a lot of people who got a writer's mindset, and they don't even know it. And they walking around here with they like a loaded weapon. Like, man, if you just write some of these stories that you only share with me, just write some of this stuff down. Maybe just change the names up a bit, send them to the places.
Absolutely. And I want to remind everyone that, hey, when you're writing your own book, it's your personal project. You can kind of write it the way you want. I mean, it doesn't have to be like this highfalutin college essay type style. I mean, of course, spelling and grammar, punctuation, formatting is all important, but it doesn't have to be like I said, it doesn't have to, you're not turning this in for your PhD or something. Write your book and write it in your style, write it how you want it, and express your own voice. And it's really takes discipline more than anything, but it may not be as hard as you may think.
Got AI for
it.
I mean, how do you feel about that? Because once people put together a real good manuscript, and now that they got people like you they can trust to send it to, are you an advocate for using tools like artificial intelligence to at least edit the final document?
I was a little off put by AI when I first started hearing about it. And I think to an extent it is still a problem, especially if you're using it to plagiarize any other people's work and not giving them credit and just, but if you're using it to complement your skills, like for instance, if I were to use AI to, hey, improve my grammar, punctuation, which I use a program called Grammarly to, make sure the spelling, grammar, and everything in my stories is good. Of course, if you're using it as with assistance or to help you with, bring your ideas to life, I think it's a good thing. Like for instance, I have a friend who creates, he does a lot of things, but one of the things he's been doing is creating coloring books. And, he's not an artist, but he has ideas on what to use. So he's been using AI to assist him in creating those pictures. And I think that's totally fine. I think if you're using it as a way to help you create your ideas and create your projects that you've been using, I think it's fine. Now, of course, can it be overdone if you're, like I said, completely stealing other people's work and, just overdoing it, hey, then yeah, of course there's an issue. But I think if you're using it to complement your other skill sets, I don't think there's an issue with that. You know, if that makes sense.
Not at all. Yeah, because like I said earlier, you know, a lot of times what people end up finding themselves doing, they will take themselves right off their path just because they find a moment where they don't, you know, they just don't know what to do. You know, like it's like, oh man, you know, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. And that's why I applaud people like you. You know, you're still figuring it out. Your father, your professional, you know, in your work, you know, traveling nurse at that. We need more of those. And you know, but you still, you know, an entrepreneur as well, which that's full time. That's 24 hours a day. We never turn that off. You know.
Especially if you're like a really hands-on daddy and, you know, helping with, you know, mm-hmm. feeding and, you know, putting the baby to bed, changing diapers, playing, being as present as you can. It is a full-time job. You know, it's like, it's not like in the olden days where, hey, the dad worked and the mom stayed home. And hey, when dad comes home, he puts on his slippers, grabs a drink, gets some dinner, watches the news or whatever, goes to bed, then goes back to work the next day. It's not like that. It's like, hey, you know, we got to be hands-on and really be present in the child's life.
Yeah, it's very important. And yeah. There's more, what they call research that comes out that shows the benefits of, you know, dads that are hands-on. You know, the kids, they just mentally and emotionally, they just come out better. Mm-hmm. You know, when you got a dad that's more involved that way, you know. So like, what I was leading up to was just your turning point that led you to where you are today, you know? What was that for you? You know, because, you know, I talked about, like, you know, how people get kind of have that moment where they question their paths and, you know, and it's oftentimes because, you know, what you describe, like, you know, there's ways that are available, you know, there's ways to keep going.
Huh, it's an interesting turning point. I don't know if I could just look back and point to one, but there's just been moments in my life where I just knew something needed to change. I either needed to do something new, be in a new environment. I just knew that I needed to make a change. You know, just, I wouldn't say necessarily like I had a trauma or anything in my life that caused me, but I was just in a point where like, you know, I have a lot of stuff I want to do in life. And if I don't get on the ball and start taking action, I'm never going to do it. You know, like for instance, when I was living in Arizona and I had a good job, a good home, and things were going well, but I knew that I could not just, you know, be one of those people that just goes to work their whole life, stay in the same place, stay in the same house and, you know, kind of live that real basic life. I'm not against it. You know, of course we all have our own preferences, so I'm not trying to downplay that or criticize that, but I just knew I wanted something different. So that's really what inspired me to finally go, hey, I need to become a traveling nurse. And that allowed me to travel around the country and even some of the world. You know, I met my wife, we traveled together and we had so many different experiences. Eventually I knew I always wanted to become a writer. I just didn't know how. And, you know, when I learned more about self-publishing, it inspired me to write a book. And then when I got hooked up with a traditional publisher through networking events, it was a small time publisher in Colorado. You know, that inspired me to write more books and more frequently. And, you know, I did try out a couple different traditional publishers, unfortunately. I mean, it was a good experience, good learning experience, but it didn't really, things just didn't go as well as I thought they would, like planned. And, eventually I made the decision last year that, hey, I'm going to publish under my own brand. Even if I only end up publishing my own books under my own publishing company brand, that's fine. Eventually, once I kind of understand more of what I'm doing and, you know, have a better grasp of how to do things properly, then I might start taking on other authors. But I don't want to do that until I really know what I'm doing, because I don't, if I'm working with someone else and I'm dealing with their work, I really want to make sure that I have a good understanding of what's going on and how to do things properly. So that's kind of where I am right now with that whole thing.
Love that, man. You know, I love the fact that you didn't shy away from just trying it out first. You know, even with like the traditional publishers, and you didn't look back at it and say, "Oh, that was that sucked," or like that is, you know, or you know, it was a great experience. I wish you know, because sometimes we, you know, we had our tendency of trying to keep bring that past in into the present, when all we need to do is kind of keep walking forward while kind of looking back and saying, hey, you know, this is the learned experiences that I gotten from the past to help me, you know, in my present. But you know, I'm looking at this huge future, you know, and that this huge future is going to keep motivating me to, you know, bring my present circle into my into that huge future.
Yeah, absolutely. No, definitely. It's a constant battle. I mean, we're human. We're not perfect. We fall, but you know, it's, and like I said, you don't have to be perfect, but you just have to keep moving forward, and you're going to make mistakes. You're going to fall. You're going to make the wrong decisions. And, but hey, as long as you're making decisions, you're going to keep moving forward and learn from them. My biggest issue is sometimes I'm just like, my mind goes in like 20 different places and I want to take on all these projects at the same time. And I end up not doing any of them right properly, so I gotta make sure I stay focused on one or two things at a time, and then build from there. You know?
Yeah, that's the hardest, that's the tricky part right there. So because everything looks exciting, and I think one of the biggest traps you can fall into is when you're researching stuff, and then all of these advertisements, they start popping up in the search engine results. Like, you know, it's like they're listening, or they're tapping into your brain because they know what you're looking for. And you know, and then you find yourself kind of like, oh, well, that looks good, it looks good. So it's just a menu of different ways that you can explore deeper into your craft, or you can sometimes deviate a little bit and go into a total different realm, and find yourself creating a whole nother system of stuff.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
I get it.
And then on top of writing books, you know, I do ghostwriting. So I mean, I wouldn't say I do it on a consistent basis, when, but when you know, someone needs their book written, I'll ghostwrite it for them. And then so I've ghostwritten books on a variety of topics and done some other freelance work. I also blog a lot. I actually have a blog called, you know, if you don't mind me saying the name,
Absolutely.
newdadseries.com. New dad series, all one word, .com. So I need to blog more frequently on that one, but I, you know, put up some good, you know, just kind of based on personal experiences, what I've been through, and sometimes I'll promote certain products and things like that. But yeah, so I write on there regularly.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when it comes to like looking at this as the fulfilling destination that, or as you were, direction that you are going headed in your life, what do you see as, you know, I know you kind of shared with us that, you know, the ultimate goal is to create the publishing company, but do you have like a much bigger goal, or a much bigger mission that you want to kind of serve out of, like going in this direction?
Sure. I mean, I would, like I said, I would love to help, eventually help other independent authors publish their work through my brand, or at least give them proper guidance. I'd like to help little kids enter into the writing profession and even become authors themselves. I'd like to, you know, help do that, and maybe even create reward programs, scholarship programs related to writing, and that you know, even if the kid doesn't plan on becoming like a writer, but hey, being able to like write a story, a book that, you know, wins them a scholarship to go to college or, you know, whatever they want to do with it. And, you know, so things like that would be a lot of fun. I definitely do believe in blessing others with your own blessings, you know, however you see fit. I'm not going to promote any specific charities or tell people how they should spend their money, but I will say, hey, if you have blessings, I hope you're able to share them with others, whatever little blessings they are. And that's what I like to do. And I hope that as my blessings grow, I can, you know, bless other people more. Hey, you know, and obviously I have that goal of always taking care of my family. We love to travel. I want to, you know, I want my wife and I to have experiences. And now that we have our son, I want him to have a lot of experiences and be able to travel the world. We've already taken him to Japan and Philippines l last year. You know, it's definitely a challenge with the baby, as you can imagine, but hey, we made it work. We're eventually we're planning to go on a cruise, then go to India, and then, you know, travel to other parts of the world. So, you know, my son, he'll have a well-developed mind and understand that, hey, there's a huge world out there and many different types of people. So having experiences, creating a good life for my, you know, my wife and family, and just, hey, yeah, just building my brand and using my blessings to bless others.
I love that, man. You
Yeah.
know,
Hey,
I'm
I
gonna
wouldn't mind being a
revisit this.
millionaire someday. Wouldn't mind being a millionaire that someday. I don't mind, you know, I won't lie
Man, we
about
got
that.
we definitely gotta add that. You got a baby, man. You gotta have some money too to do all this.
Yeah, you know, $1 million, that might buy a couple boxes of diapers, you know?
And then sometimes the spouse may say, he needs a sister. So who knows? So yeah. So I want to revisit this issue and offer you a chance to kind of like give our audience one final thought and one final piece of advice to someone who might be looking to be the next ant kid, because man, I envision once we leave this call, man, you're gonna go on to do many many more great things and beyond what you already the scope of already what you did. I feel like when people talk to me, they just scratching the surface and they don't really see what I already see. So like they come to me because they like, oh, hey man, put let me talk to your audience. But they already doing the work, so you're already there, so the issue is, once again, limiting beliefs can prevent us from pursuing our dreams, man, taking risks and fully living our potential. What advice do you give our audience out there, who see this issue, who lives in this issue?
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope, you know, that people are inspired by my work, but I also want to encourage, hey, don't try to be the next Ankit Shukla. Try to be the next, you know, whoever you are, you know, whatever your name is. And I would say, hey, you know, you're unique. You're never gonna be someone else. You're gonna be you. And that's the best thing you can be, honestly. And, you know, understand what you want to do in life, what your goals are, and make a plan with action steps, and then just go after it, you know, take action every day. And even if you only move a little bit closer to your goal, or maybe some days you might revert back a little bit. That happens. Again, we're human, but as long as you're always trying to move forward, even you're going to make mistakes, you're going to go in the wrong direction sometimes, but that's okay. As long as you're moving and, you know, keep reaching for the stars and trying to be the best you can be. You know, that's the best advice I can give someone is, hey, understand your goals and make a plan and take action. You know, and read books about other, you know, inspiring people that motivate you. You know, even if it's there, if even if they do something that's totally different from what you want to do, hey, you know, there's a lot of general rules and guidelines that we can follow that will be great no matter what direction we go in life.
That's true. Yeah, man, I love it. I love it. Well, I thank you very much. Do me a favor, and if you got any particular place where you like to send people to connect with you, to build your socials up, or if your body of work, if you want them to check that out, how would they go about doing that? And
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go to my website, which is ankitshukla.org. That's ankitshukla.org. A lot of my social media and my email are connected on that site. So ankitshukla.org. There's also my blog, the newdadseries.com. So definitely read my posts on there, especially if you're a new father or a new parent or even an experienced parent. You know, we can all learn. And yeah, so that's probably the best places you can go.
Well, man, once again, this has been really incredible, and I just got to put this out here for everyone who don't know this, and I hope this is okay. Yeah, and kid, he actually connected with our show more than almost 3 years ago now, and the interview didn't happen. We don't know why. It didn't happen. But like it happened today, so
I know they probably got lost in the mail.
it's pretty amazing. And like, and I think the higher power knows the best time to put things in order for it to happen. And this is the right time for you, brother. That's the way I feel about it. And I feel inspired today. I feel I thank you so much for joining me today on this journey of just transformation, man. This is what it's all about. And I'm always blown away by the vulnerability and the insights of our guests that share. And so you're more than happy again to come visit me again, man. So don't make that $1 million be like, oh, forget about Marcus.
No, it's oh, absolutely. I would love to do the show again. I love doing podcasts over and over again. I especially on people, who make it a blast like yourself. So no, I would love to come on again. And if I don't end up reaching out, feel free to reach out to me anytime you're looking for guests. I would love to join you again. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. All right, Transformers. Let's keep the conversation going. Connect with Ankit. You got the information right there, that he just put out. Connect with me also on my social media at Transform Your Life Show or Marcus Hart underscore official, or head to the show notes. We got show notes in the episode description, however you are watching, and on the website for ways to stay in touch. Don't forget, you have the power to build the life you want. Until next time, keep believing in yourself, keep striving, and I'll be there to cheer you on. Many blessings, peace, and lots of love.
Thanks, everyone.